good evening. It's the end of September, and the band tonight from the Quicksilver Messenger Service and many, many, many other bands over the years, Mr. Greg Elmore. And on the bass tonight, someone I've been playing with on and off since 1965, Mr. Peter Alban, a good brother in the Holy Company, Dinosaurs, and so forth. And a Marin County resident for
longer than a lot of people.
I'm here to do a song for you from Inverness, the exotic land to the north. From the Youngbloods and from Zero, Banana.
Thank you.
So, there I am over there.
Well, I guess we'll do a tune about the place of my birth, New York City.
Going back to New York City, girl, you tore my heart in two.
give my thanks tonight to Goldie Hawn and Susan Sarandon for putting me in that groupie movie and making me feel like, you know, like a real man. Thanks, Goldie. Thanks, Susan. Tonight I want to remind you that I am selling a little bit of memorabilia from my past. For those of you who are interested in such things and you've struck out on the home shopping network and perhaps haven't had the bidding success on eBay you'd hoped for, I'm offering tonight once again the special Woodstock picks. These are the guitar picks that I used in the movie Woodstock. They're available tonight for only $19.95. And for those of you who can't afford a Woodstock pick, I did bring a limited supply of Monterey Pop picks. These are picks that I used in the movie Monterey Pop. They're only $14.95. Together, obviously, normally they'd be selling for $34.90, but tonight they're yours, the two of them together, for only $29.95. So see me after the set, and I'd be perfectly happy to offer you some merchandise. I started off this month playing in Russia, actually, in Moscow. I was doing dates over there in Moscow. And it's an interesting place. Anybody want to ask me about it? You know, Peter's been there. I saw his tracks there when I got there.
He has relatives there, right?
You have relatives there? Yeah. And anyway, I'm also dusting off the old anti-war repertoire. Actually, as they ask people, the first poll I read is 70% of everybody just wants to go over there and blow them up. But then when you read the poll, it's actually it's a little more confusing than that. It's like, yeah, sure, if like the United Nations supports it. But when they start asking people whether they want Bush to just jump over there like a fucking lunatic, most people, you know, like it's only like a quarter of the people are into that. So it's like, anyway. Speaking of Bush, I wasn't going to say anything about the groupie movie. Guys, I don't understand. Anyway, speaking of Bush, this is a song from the 60s about Lyndon Johnson. It has a new verse about Bush. Yeah. Russell was a pretty far out place. I got to see Lennon. He looks like he died yesterday. But I was assured that he's completely hollow. They put him on display for 3 hours a day, and then they bring him down in this place that's under the sarcophagus where Russian scientists work for 21 hours every day to keep him looking fresh. That's sweet. As you may know, they used to do that with Stalin too, but he sort of fell out of grace, and now he's just got a niche in the wall.
He's all wrinkled, I guess.
But I had a friend of mine take a lot of pictures of me next to Yuri Gagarin, who's one of my favorite people, because he was the first man in space. In fact, I once referred to James Gurley, the great guitar player from Big Brother and the Holding Company, as the first man in space. Because I've always thought of James as the king of the psychedelic guitar. Just my, you know, I'm becoming delusional with age. It's a real privilege tonight to be sharing the stage with a member of the Cipollina family, and because one common thread that all of us who are in the band have is we all play with John in different incarnations. And it's hard to come to Mill Valley without running into a Cipollina somewhere, you know. Luckily. Anyway, old songs. This is one of those old songs. You guys probably know all the words by now. It's Child Ballad number 163. For those of you who are ethnomusicologists or folk scholars, they're coming back, by the way. I'm so old that I saw Pete Seeger's father lecture when I was young. Dr. Charles Seeger. You remember Dr. Charles Seeger, don't you guys? In any event, he was a very prolific guy. And had a couple of wives and different children throughout his, all over. But that's another story. We're digressing. The Butcher's Boy. Thank you. Well, let's see if we can't drag up Mario or somebody like that. Are they still around? Are they gonna come up and play? I don't know. Where are they? Are they left? Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're gonna have a little guitar music here for you. We just might try it out here. Where's Steve Kaiser? Is he out there? Mario is so conservative. So we got Terry Hyatt here on the guitar, you know. We'll be right back. We'll be back in a bit. We're going to take a bit of a break. Do stick around. We're going to be back in class. Thank you. We have all kinds of musical friends in the audience. David and Linda LaFlame are out there tonight. I can't see them, of course, because, you know. Oh, there they are. There they are. Yeah. The best looking of the Cipollina family is out there. Antonio Cipollina is out there. In my opinion, you know. Nobody came and bought any of these picks.
It's a tough sell.
Oh yeah, the name of the band is Middle-Aged Men with Musical Instruments. Yeah. And we used to be young men with musical instruments, rapidly approaching being late middle-aged men with musical instruments. Come back in a few years and we'll be old men with musical instruments. And ultimately, we'll simply be musical instruments. Banana, kick it off. Yeah. On the tenor guitar, actually, I have a whole long. My friend Glenn Howard is out there tonight, who gave me a gigantic tape of the early Mills Brothers, which is basically a cappella, except it has their dad on tenor guitar. There aren't many tenor guitar players out there.
I'm dreaming.
so much.
That was really good. He does that right around football season every year to put our minds on the old pigskin. I'm close enough to the Bay Area, I can get away with this now. Up here. Get something going on. Mm-hmm. Well, we slow it down just a taste. Yeah. Can't stand no more. Valley's always been a place, kind of home of the blues for me, because I used to come here and hang out with Mike Bloomfield when he lived up behind, right next to Cameron Pius High School. He's living on Reed Street. We used to have breakfast in the morning at Samantha Farms. Boy, did we look bad at breakfast. Talk about the blues, boy, those eggs look blue. So I don't know, that's why I have this like blues association with Mill Valley. I hear tomorrow's closing set at the Blues Festival is supposed to be really good. It's going to be Nick Gravenitis, Steve Miller, Elvin Bishop, Harvey Mandel, Barry Goldberg. We're all playing in one band, so, you know, if you're not doing anything in your spare time. I mean, you know, that's like 1,000 years of experience in one band. It's almost like us, you know. How old are you now? 250?
Yeah. 251, actually. Just had a birthday.
All right.
Thank you.
This is normal, actually. No. Well, it's enough he's in trouble. All right. Oh man, I'm wearing this thing.
Yeah, $29.95. You think they'd last longer than that?
Oh, yeah. Don't anybody pick that up. That's a small fortune lying on the stage there. Those picks, you know. So 2002 is slowly fading away, and for those of you, how many people were there at the Magic Mountain Music Festival on Mount Tamalpais in 1967? Yeah,
can't remember.
See, there's two people left. Yeah, four, five. Obviously, I was there. Driven to the top of the hill, I might add, by the Hell's Angels. Now, picked up at the Marin Heliport by an entourage of Hell's Angels and driven to the top of Mount Tamalpais. And the guy that drove me personally, who's been gone for many years, was Broke Dick. I mean, Broke Dick, yeah.
He didn't have a lot of money.
Long live his name. Thank you. like to claim that I'm so old, I remember when they were giving away plots of land in Bolinas with Chronicle subscriptions. But I'm not, actually. That was before they built the bridge. But I am so old, I was here before the pyramid was built in San Francisco.
But not Egypt.
Maybe we can get Banana to do another one before we truck out of here. Turn my bridge pin around.
Okay, we got it now. No stopping us. For 15 years, on the seashore many times, we both wind up in tears. I get hurt over and over. I just can't seem to refuse. But you can't forget for me. That means that I just can't refuse. So good and perfect. Sure enough, fast time passing, it just keeps on getting worse. Keep on going back. That's the pain that I can't lose. I just can't remember. I mean that I just can't put the blues. Tell me
appreciative of Terry sitting in on the guitar with us tonight. Canano on keyboards, Peter Robin on bass. Greg Elmore on the drums. It's usually my G string that slips, but tonight it's my E. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for coming down. Great show. If you'd like to sign the Barry Melton Band mailing list, it's right by the front door to the left as you leave the club. We also have Barry Melton Band CDs on sale. Thank you all for coming. Drive carefully. Good night.